She has recently joined a virtual meeting hosted by Campaign for Uyghurs. Now, that's a U.S.-based nonprofit organization. During the meeting, a group of Uyghur activists gave updates on the human rights abuses in Xinjiang. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin alleged that the relevant Uyghurs are anti-China separatists instead of religious figures. He went on to say that, quote, we firmly oppose the U.S. side, ignoring the tremendous efforts made by the local government of Xinjiang to protect human rights and promote employment for the Xinjiang people, and using the so-called human rights as an excuse to attack the Xinjiang policy and interfere in China's internal affairs. Turning the tables, he said that the U.S. should instead face up to the long-standing problems of racial discrimination and violent law enforcement and take practical measures to improve the human rights situation here in the U.S., according to former residents and detainees, as well as experts and leaked government documents. People in the camps that China calls training centers have been subjected to torture, sterilization, political indoctrination, in addition to forced labor as part of an assimilation campaign. The Biden administration announced sanctions of Russian officials and businesses today for a nearly fatal nerve agent attack upon opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his subsequent jailing. The senior administration officials did not immediately identify the Russian officials targeted, but said some of them have been on the list of prominent business and political figures Navalny had urged the West to sanction shortly before his latest arrest. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls abducted last week from a boarding school in the northwestern Zamfara state have been released, according to the state's governor today. Zamfara state